At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not true! That's,
no, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Mel.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week, even when we are in separate locations. Hello. We ensure that we get this this little podcast vidya out to you every single week, except during the summer and during the holidays. But other than that, we
clocked in.
We're clocked in. Okay. We clock in and do our work. And we will make sure that Charlotte remain the God. Does not play us tomorrow.
Angela Muggy.
Huh?
I say Angela Muggy, Shalom again, God, and DJ Envy.
DJ Envy. We want to thank our sponsors.
BetterHelp and ZocDoc.
ZocDoc. Okay. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring today's episode. You'll hear more about them later on in the episode. So we like to start with the podcast. We like to call, long story short, we catch you up on some of the goings on for the week. Mel, do you have any goings on?
I don't have no goings and no onings. None.
No goings, no onings?
Nothing.
Okay. I have, let me pull it up. I have a couple things. Number one, my TikTok algorithm is TikTok algorithming, and I got invested in the Gorgeous Doll drama. And I sent it. Did you watch any of it or just the ones I sent you?
I only said, I'll watch what you said.
Honestly, truly, that's really all you needed to see. Okay. It is multiple parts, but Angie is gone. You're right. Well, I know she's gone. We was doing the little, you know.
I was doing the,
So anyway, I think it's like 45 parts or something like that within, it's a bunch of parts within her, what is this called? The playlist is the word I'm looking for within her playlist. But to be honest, it's not that many parts for real. A lot of them you can skip through. She does a lot of recapping, rehashing, and she does like almost a lot of like reactionary stuff. So you really don't need to watch all of them. And to be honest, you think it was Webby. And to be honest, the parts that are worth it, okay? Mm-hmm. The part actually that is 100% worth it is when she called Future on the phone. And that man answered that phone in 0.00002 seconds to immediately yell and say, I don't even know you. Yes, you do.
How, at what point in the storytelling does she do that? Had she already been trolling him? And so he is answering because he is aware that she is dragging him on the internet. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So. Gorgeous Doll is a, this is all new to me, okay? So this is from my understanding as the millennial that's also not from Atlanta, okay? From my understanding, she was a dancer in Atlanta that was very well known, very popular. Future came to the club to see about her, and then they started dating.
Oh, okay.
In this dating time, he was also futuring and dating multiple people at a time. And so their relationship was up and down, left and right, you know, all of these type of things. And so she decides here recently that enough is enough. I am done and I'm going to out you. Okay. And so she calls it My Lore, I believe is the playlist. And so she starts with all of this drama with like her friends and how they were friends. And then actually she actually starts before the friend. She actually starts with her, the father of her child who ended up actually, he's not the father of her child. Actually, who she thought was the father of her child. He was not the father of her child, but he was like apparently a really good dude that decided he was going to take care of the baby anyway, and then got in trouble. I don't know what for, but anyway, got in trouble and was sent to prison.
Okay.
For like 40 years or something like that, like a very long time. Apparently they still talk. They're still in communication. But like he is in prison. She went through this depressive state, all of these things. Fast forward, she started stripping or being a dancer. I don't know the appropriate word. In prison. And then she meets Future. Okay.
Okay.
So over the course of, I want to say she said 5 years, they've been kind of this off and on situation.
Yeah.
And he has caused her all of this trauma and all of this and all of that and all of these things are going on in her life. And she is like, enough is enough. I'm finna like out you basically. Although she thinks she's just telling her story and he's just part of it, but like she's outing him essentially. And so she's going through, he gets mad because she's telling all this stuff, gets her page taken down. She gets it back up. I'm in, you know, basically some program. I'm signed to an agency that's with TikTok. My page is going to be right back up.
And oh, wow.
I think he tried to get it taken down twice, two or three times. Each time it came right back up.
Oh, wow. Okay. He would
immediately be like, and my page is back. And I told you, like, I told you. Yeah. All of that was just like a lot of fun. When she called him, that's when I was getting my hair braided and I was like, I have tears in my eyes. I watched that video 17 times in a row. To hear this man over and over and over say, I don't even know you. I don't even know you. How'd she get your phone number, Future?
Exactly. And why would
hello, who is this?
How
did you get my number? Who are you? No, it was immediately they're fussing back and forth. It was it was well worth the parts just to watch that part. It was very, very entertaining.
Nothing about that story sounds surprising to who we all know Future to be, and we don't know him, but every story, every woman, everything that he has been involved with, that story is not surprising. I will never forget, it's because I was living in Atlanta at the time, and Sierra made that one song about him. I can't remember.
My Body's Your Party.
No. She made it about him. That's the one he produced. What's the one she made about him? What's the name? Somebody gonna say it.
I bet. Oh, this is after.
Yes, after.
Oh, got it.
And that woman said, "You want me to believe it's Fellini's calling your phone?" And I said, "Fellini, the restaurant, the pizza."
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
We used to eat there. I love Fellini's. When I was listening to that song in my head, I couldn't get over like envisioning Future having a call at like 1 o'clock in the morning and him being like, yo, it's Fellini's.
What
Fellini's, the restaurant,
yeah,
be calling you Future, the restaurant, Fellini's. Ever since that moment, I said, you know what? That ain't a good man right there, because that's a lie. You got to come up with a better one. Fellini's.
It's probably worked on somebody that he decided to say it to. She said he buys APs for his girls. I didn't know this was like his calling card.
Oh.
I had to look up what an AP was.
Come on.
The problem is my Google was like, girl, it stands for accounts payable. And I was like,
You don't remember, let me upgrade you, Beyonce.
And so I did. That's exactly what happened. And so I had to literally type in, what is AP when Future gives you a gift?
Hello?
And then it came up. It's a
watermark.
Yes. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's that. Yes.
Beyonce says it in Upgrade You.
She absolutely does. Yes, child. And it's not accounts payable. That's number one. Number two, I don't know how old Gorgeous Doll is. I actually actively looked for this and I couldn't find it. But she kept calling Future old over and over and over and over to the point where I said, well, how old is he that she continues to call this man old? This man was born in 1983. I slid down into my chair because I said, baby, I also was born in 1983. So all I need everybody to pump the brakes on old. Okay. I need everybody to pump the brakes on calling this man old when we were born in the same year. And I was born in July and he was born after July. I don't remember if it was September, October, November, December. It's sometime in the third quarter. Okay. So I'm older than he is. And so I feel attacked, even though I know you're talking about him and I know you're trying to make a point, but like, can you not call him old no more? Because I feel like you're calling me old. It was a lot.
She probably 22.
Yes. And legit.
Young.
Yes. So anyway, I was very deep. I'm going to miss TikTok so much. I'm going to miss TikTok so much.
We got a little bit of time.
It's not much. I need where are the story times going to go? Where are they going to go? I don't know. And I need to find out because I need TikTok is my favorite, man. Oh my God. It is my literal favorite platform.
We'll see. I'm not fully, I haven't figured out how I feel. We'll see. It's April 1st, right? We're inside of March now.
Yeah, we're inside of March. I think it's going. I'm sorry.
I think he's going to extend it.
He only has 15 more days.
This is signing all the documents.
Huh?
He's signing all the documents. You put a document in front of Trump right now and he's just, sign it and then give me a press conference so I can tell you I signed it. He's signing everything. So they'll put something in front of him. He'll sign it. He'll be fine.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
That's what I told Kevin. I was like, legally, this is my problem is I only think about precedent, right? So how things normally work in the United States of America is that the law says there was a 90-day extension. He gave us 75. He really should only have 15. And then I forget Trump does what he wants to do.
Absolutely.
So then I'd be like, oh, so what really could happen? I stand by, I think it's going to go away. However, Trump is the variable that can't be varied. So I really don't know what's going to happen. I actually really don't know, but this is what I think is going to happen. And that's really it. I mean, we didn't do much this week. We came out to New York. Kev had the shows for the tour. I missed the Baltimore show, but I attended the New York show and the DC show. I guess it would be the second DC show. So that was fun. Sherry was great. We had a good time this morning for that. I am tired because
that was a great interview. You looked amazing. Her comments were great. I thought the whole interview, it seemed amazing.
Yeah, she's really, 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 really sweet. I'm, 5'3", and she's like even more petite than me. So I always find that like interesting to see. I'm like, oh my God, you're like super petite. Like you're super, super petite. But she was really sweet. She like grabbed my hand because she was like, I'd love to have you guys back. Her hands are so soft.
Really?
Like, so random. But I was like, oh my, what do you put on your hands? They're so soft. Her hands are so, so soft. Just really sweet. Her whole team was just really, really nice. Really, really sweet. We're so excited to have you. We've been trying to get you here. We were like, oh, we didn't know.
That was so kind.
Yeah, like, this is so fun. So anyway, that was just really, really cool. Just really, really nice and cool. So
yeah.
Anyway, anyhow, that's it. That's all. That's it for long story short.
It's a good time to tell you about BetterHelp before we go to Pop the Trunks, because Pop the Trunks are usually very stressful. It's usually about people complaining about something. Rightfully so. I'm not saying it's not correct. But if you know, maybe can't get to the Pop the Trunk line to tell us your issue, you should sign up for BetterHelp and you can tell a therapist about what you want to pop the trunk on. Who's your support system and how have they changed your life? Like I said, if it's not Pop the Trunk link, maybe it could be a therapist. I love venting to friends, but I also enjoy being able to talk to a professional about what I have going on so that they can give me some good advice, help me work through the things I have going on, get them out of my head and out loud, because things always tend to sound differently when they come out of your head and are said out loud. Therapy can be a source of support for any area of your life. It's time to shift the focus from doing it all to knowing that we're better when we ask for help. Like I said, I personally enjoy therapy, personal therapy, as well as marriage therapy. All of that I just have experienced, again, being able to talk things out and hearing a perspective that is not the one that's only inside of my head. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving over 5 million people worldwide. Access a diverse network of more than 30,000 credentialed therapists with a wide range of specialties. Easily switch therapists at no extra cost at any time, which is always a benefit. Hello, you don't have to do the breakup. They can help you with that breakup, which is always really good. So build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GJ to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ. Before we go to Pop the Trunk, I have a Pop the Trunk that may be me by myself, and that's okay if it is, but I just need to vent about, are trash bags a problem for anybody else, or is that just a me thing?
You could be specific about it, and I'm sure we're all going to agree.
Large trash bags, it always says large, but it never fits the kitchen size trash can. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, that is, and then those are always the ones that are most prominently displayed. But it, in my experience, those are not the typical size kitchen trash bag. It's always for like a smaller one. And so I always buy large, and I have just a what I would consider large trash can, and it never fits. It never fits. And I get, so then I finally found the size that works. So I thought I knew. So I got extra large. But now it's like the yard bag. It's like a black yard bag. Oh. And so I don't know what size is the right trash bag for my trash can. So what are y'all, 13 gallon? That's the size? Because see, somebody says you got to get 30 gallon. Why would it go by gallon?
30 is too big, is it not?
Are people going around knowing the gallon size of their trash cans? So it's the me thing? Everybody just knows the gallon size of their trash can? Why would it large be the size? What is a large trash can size?
Don't know. It might be 30, you guys. Actually, you know, is it? Yeah, okay. I need to think of, you know what, though? I'm going to tell you, Mel.
33.
This is why I don't have the answer. Once I found a trash bag that I like, I just put it on auto delivery from Amazon.
That's what I need.
Because going to the grocery store and trying to recollect, I don't have capacity.
It's so annoying. I have so many trash.
Deodorant, soap, toothpaste, lotion, trash bags. All on auto delivery from Amazon. They come like every 3 or 4 months. please ship this to me so I don't have to remember, because I don't have.
It's so hard. I don't feel like getting trash bags in peace. Such a hard task. I feel like it should be
very simple. Very simple. And we all should be speaking the same language. Why would we be going by the gallon size? Why can't? Small, medium, large.
I think gallon is better though, Mel, because what is large?
The size most people have in their in their kitchens. That is the typical size that
I guess
people
really
have.
Is a typical. Did you chat GPT? Kev hates chat GPT, by the way. When they I tell you chat GPT is my favorite thing.
They lied to me yesterday. I almost went, I asked them a question and I wrote up, I was going to make a video and I went by what they said. And then because I was like, let me double check this. I went and read the documents. They was wrong. They yep. said that a man didn't have a trial and was waiting. The reality is the man was convicted last year. So wrong.
Don't use it for stuff like that, Mama. Don't use it for stuff like that. You got to use it for like, oh, what would I say in this scenario that I can't think about what I would say? And then let it tell you what mm-hmm. you would say. But getting it to figure out what the document said, if you can't put the document into it and let it synthesize it, I wouldn't trust that ever.
Well, I did that too, and they be leaving out stuff. Uh-oh. I uploaded a document to it and was like, summarize this, and it was wrong. That's why people, when I say I read all 87, the reason I really read it is because ChatGPT is a liar. They're wrong. They don't summarize correctly. They be missing stuff, missing the big stuff. I can't trust it. Also,
I use ChatGPT for my voice. Hey, in Miss Kev on Stage voice, how would I respond to this?
They ain't doing that very good for me either. Also, Apple has this thing. I don't know if this is what Kevin was talking about on the Sherry show, but they're doing this thing where they're starting to summarize your emails for you. Wrong. It's wrong. It's incorrect. I want it to stop.
Ooh, I hate it so much. It is so annoying. I hate it so much.
It's not accurate.
No,
I don't.
It's like, Melanie said, is the sky blue or purple? Go to the store. Yes. No.
Yes. What?
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 Someone said you got to train it, Mel. I believe you do. You have to train ChatGPT to know your voice. Mm. If you train it, because honestly, but it sometimes it's very good, Mama. It's very good. I use ChatGPT for a lot of things now. For when I have an idea for a video, I'm like, this is kind of the idea that I have. Help me flesh it out in the style and tone of Miss Kev on Stage. Then a lot of times you don't use it exactly, to be honest. You don't use it exactly, but it helps your brain. It sparks your brain to where to go. It's never like copy and paste. It's like, okay, thank you very much. That's enough for me to like take it from here. I appreciate your help. Okay. Thanks so much.
Maybe my
more like a, you know, a brainstorming session when you don't have capacity to brainstorm.
Okay. My expectations were too high. I thought that it was going to be a cheat code. And for me, wrong. It is wrong. Yeah. Although I did ask you something recently, it helped me. I generated the idea though, but then it lied. I have a while to go. Maybe.
You know what? Yeah, that's because you're using it for like true and false factual stuff. I don't use it for factual stuff.
Doesn't it feel like AI should, the easiest thing it should be able to do is factual things? If I ask you, did somebody have a trial, you should be able to factually, and he did have a trial. Where is the gray area? Where is the gray?
It's taking in too much information and it gets confused in the membrane.
Well, that's because it don't have no membranes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you can't. The data be old. It don't really know. It can start getting confused. I tried to ask it just now because we were talking about Paradise. I was like, oh, what happened on the last episode in Paradise? And it said, actually, I'm going to tell you, because it started talking about Paradise Island or something.
Oh, I like Paradise Island, I think.
It said, I'm about to tell you, here it is. It said, season 9 finale of Bachelor in Paradise, which aired on December 7, 2023. Girl, bye. That's why I'm out. I can't use you for stuff. Let's brainstorm together. Mm-hmm. Me and you, you and me, sit down. This is my idea. Help me flesh it out. This, I want to talk about this. What are some stuff I should add to it? That's how I use it.
Is it the Antichrist? Listen, the other day I couldn't sleep. And then I was having a ChatGPT moment. So then I was like, ChatGPT, what does Revelation say about the end of the world? And then is Trump the Antichrist? And then remember how people be saying wars and rumors of wars? I was like, is that this part? Where are we in Revelation? Is the end of the world coming? What is the mark of the beast? And how is it going to come? Is it coming through ChatGPT? I couldn't sleep. I went down a spiral.
What did it say, man? What did it say?
It started telling me, matter of fact, you know what? I probably still have it saved, because the other thing I learned is when you do ChatGPT, you can like go back through some of the questions you asked.
Yes. I need to know what it said. Because why would you Google that?
Because I was spiraling, thinking that the end of the world is coming, and ChatGPT, it was because I was on ChatGPT. So I was like, why do you have the ability to do this? It's starting to feel very, what is the name of that movie that had all the Christians scared when we were younger?
Left Behind?
Was it Left Behind?
Passion of the Christ? It's got to be Left Behind.
I think it was Left Behind. I must say it's probably both, but I think it was Left Behind. That's the one that had us all scared. I was stressed out. The kids were asleep. Greg was gone. Y'all are gone. Everybody's out of LA. And I just was here like, well, wars and rumors of wars, huh?
Did she say that, yes, we are in the last times?
No, she didn't say that. Trump, she'd be lying.
Got to be ushering in something.
She'd be lying. You can't. Mm-mm. Where is my question?
Because it does. It'll save your
yes.
questions on the side.
I don't be, well, I just asked it right now. Said, is the end of the world coming? And it said, not anytime soon. There are always wild predictions, but scientifically speaking, there is no immediate threat to the world in it. See, they don't know God.
I was about to say, because you already messed up. While I do believe that science backs the fact that there is a God, personally, I actually think they coexist. Okay. In my world, they coexist. However, that answer, you're only looking at one side of the coin, baby.
Well, and why would you ask the mark of the beast? Are you the mark of the beast? And as if they would say yes. You can't ask ChatGPT.
So you think ChatGPT is the mark of the beast?
I think it's the part of.
Really, the mark of the beast is Apple Pay.
It's Apple. Apple and Amazon together. Together, we are going to be ordering Amazon packages to our house, and it's going to be the mark of the beast. We're going to accidentally put it on ourselves, and then we're going to pay using Apple Pay, and now the end of the world is here, and ChatGPT is going to be like, told y'all. All I'm saying is we need to pay attention.
We do.
Anyway, let's go to
we added on.
Hey, Jen and Juice. So today I want to pop the trunk on college. For some background, I'm 27 years old. And I recently decided to go back to college to get a bachelor's in forensic accounting. Why, you ask? I don't know either. While everybody else, all of my peers, were going to college from 18 to 24, I was serving our country, and then I separated from that, and I had 2 kids, and I got married, and I bought a house, and I was hitting all these milestones, but I had no forward progression in my career as a paralegal without a degree. And so I decided forensic accounting is my path, and that's cute and stuff until today. So today is Wednesday for reference. Monday, my new classes started. And the issue is that I have my student dashboard where you seemingly can access everything, but then to actually access and complete the assignments is a separate portal. And to actually access the book that you need in order to complete the assignments and test is a third portal. And there's so many barriers of entry for college. I'm like, do you want me to do it or not? Do I need to be resilient or should I quit? I don't know.
Do you want to be resilient or should I quit? It's so real. It's so real. Amen.
Oftentimes, want God to, I told you guys this when I was doing YouTube, I sometimes need God to tell me, is this a blockage because you're trying to tell me no? Or is this a block because you're trying to test me and see if I'll overcome? Because sometimes I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And I need very clear direction. Hey girl, the answer is no. Stop. Abort the mission, turn around, go the other way. Or I need God to say, hey girl, this is a test.
Yes.
Going. Let me see if you can get over that. I need you to very clearly, hi, welcome to class. Today, you're going to have a pop quiz. Jesus, audibly tell me. I don't want to have to guess. Because Amen. Right now in my life, the answer is quit. This Amen. Is God's protection and telling me to not go. So I'm going to stop.
Nothing these days ever feels worth it to keep going. I'll be like, I can stop. We don't.
Literally. I promise you I don't have to do this.
Why would I keep going this route if there's so much resistance? Man. I don't have to, I'm not the soldier. I don't have to be tough. I don't have to fight back. I can stop. I can stop. I do that. That is my mentality, unfortunately, for most things. And also why I would never go to college. That's also people be like, go be a lawyer. I literally have no desire to. Do you understand that somebody telling me to write a paper? No.
I know. Could you imagine?
Girl, what? No. The answer, I do this for fun. I am not about to go actually write a paper for you. And I'm.
Yeah. But with ChatGPT, you probably could make it easier.
Yeah, so that they can ask their system. They got a ChatGPT for ChatGPT to say, did this come?
They will run that through and let you know. That's why you can't copy and paste. You got to use it for light to spark your brain. You know what forensic accounting is?
I meant to say that. She said forensic accounting and I said, what?
So I'm going to read the definition because while she was talking, I had to literally Google it because. Okay, so I grew up with CSI. So when I think of forensic, I was like.
Why?
The money, the financials of dead people. What is
what is this? What is it? I had the same thought.
What exactly are you investigating that's forensic accounting? I don't exactly know what this means. Forensic accounting is the use of accounting skills to investigate fraud or embezzlement and to analyze financial information for use in legal proceedings. I never would have put that together.
Ask her if she wants to be on the debrief. Come talk to me about that. That's interesting.
It is, actually. What does forensic mean?
Tracing?
Denoting the application of scientific methods and techniques to the investigation of a crime. Oh.
Oh, it literally just
courts of law. So the problem was I didn't understand what forensic meant.
Me either.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I thought it was like scientific tracing, but it specifically has to do with law, court of law.
Yes, it specifically has to do with relating to courts of law, relating to or denoting the application of scientific methods and techniques to the investigation of a crime.
Wow. It's the application of.
Yes.
Specifically for a crime. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So forensic files. I don't want to get too deep because then I'll start thinking too much about how this all makes sense. All right. Well, very good. Well, congratulations on your journey in schooling. I pray that goes well for you. You know, I do. You want to do one more? You want me to do this ad?
Do the ad and then we'll do the second one.
All right. So you guys know that in my forensic life, I am investigating perimenopause. So I have, which should, by the way, be a crime. Okay, that should be a crime for women. Mel knows where I'm going, but I'm not going to say my joke. But for women to go through having a period to begin with, going through that whole mess, and then having children, and then having all of that that goes with it, to then age out of having children, and then have a marker for that. Like the fact that you have to have a period to say you can now have children, right? To then have another marker that says, well, that timing is ended. To be honest, honestly, I don't even want to email. To be honest, I don't really need any of this. We could just say we did and don't send any of it. I'm totally fine with that. But I did have to go to the doctor to get my lab work done. I actually have a follow-up appointment coming up. Actually, I think this week or next week. I actually had to change it for this trip. But I was able to find my doctor on ZocDoc because the doctors that I was looking for did not have availability, and I wanted availability sooner rather than later. And ZocDoc was able to do that. So when's the last time you needed to go to the doctor, but you pushed it off? This is me. I needed to go here recently, like just a couple weeks ago. Why is it that when we need a doctor, our first instinct is to post in the group chat, anyone know of a PCP or OBGYN? I'm totally guilty of doing this, but I always end up finding out that the recommendation is not in network or the office is too far from home. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment, which is exactly what I did. I kid you not. I went on there for free before we even had this ad. Punched in my, actually think it's your zip code, a list of doctors comes up. I was able to go on this portal, see when they had availability and book it, quite literally. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental to primary care to urgent care and more. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, which was the priority for me, and are a good fit for any medical need you have. Along with hundreds of verified patient reviews, you can find the type of care and support you're looking for, from good bedside manners to fast wait times to doctors with the best listening skills. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings, choose a time slot that works for you, and click instantly to book. That's literally what I just told you guys I did. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/GJ to find and instantly book a top rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/GJ, ZocDoc.com/GJ.
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, I have never popped the trunk before. This is so exciting. Do people introduce themselves on here? My name is C. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Mel. AKA, I'm not a lawyer, but shout out to you. Because now I have to go down the rabbit hole of this second trial for Karen Reed. Oh my Lord. But anyways, I am popping the trunk on weaves. I don't understand why they are so high maintenance. Like, I thought the whole point of us getting weaves is so that we wouldn't have to do our hair in the morning time. Meanwhile, it's almost 2 a.m. and I'm in the bathroom as we speak, as we record. Is this thing on? Trying to make sure that these curls look good. I'm about to put them in these curly rods. And it's just so stressful. Like, oh my Lord, like, since when did we have to do all of this extra stuff just to look decent in life? Like, why can't we just hop out the bed and put our swag on?
Hello?
Why can't we do as the good Lord said and just, you know, come as we are? Why can't we just be more like Jesus in all aspects of life and come as we are? Because this right here is G-H-E-T-T-O. Get to. I don't like it at all. And I don't even wear weaves for real because I have locks. I just did a little onesie for my birthday. But this right here is so annoying, so stressful. We don't like it. And I'm just about ready to just rip it out my head so I can go back to, you know, waking up in the morning, spray a little water, and go about my day. But anyways, that's what I'm popping the trunk on. On these stressful behind weaves. Thank y'all for listening. Bye.
Did she say it was 2 o'clock in the morning? Her having that much energy at 2 o'clock in the morning is hilarious. Number one. Number two, yes. The answer to that is yes. Because weaves, hair in general, requires work. Weaves require a ton of work. They're not as easy as one would have hoped that they would be. In addition to that, wigs, okay? Wigs are the progression that wigs have taken over the years. The women used to just throw the wig on their head and go, okay? Them old synthetic ones that you get at the store, at the beauty supply, it's like they have so much volume that they don't have to care about a part. They just be like big, and then they just, and so the women wore them. Our mama, grandmamas, they just wore them. They've advanced so much that now everybody cares about the part. And so because of the caring about the part, we now have nets. And the problem is nets look like nets. And so there's all this now, the videos and the sprays and the glues and the blow dryers and all the things to try to make the net not look like a net. And it's a net. And so I have all the wigs with all the nets.
And I just be like, it's a weaving within it. I'm not trying. When they be like, lace where? Lace there. There is the lace. And guess what? You gonna see my lace because it's a lace. I'm not trying to act like it's not a lace. I'm not trying to act like this grew out of my head. This is a wig and I just wanted to look fabulous and have my hair braided underneath. So here is my laced, netted wig, okay? It's all stupid. It's all stupid. I just need to express that it's all stupid. I have so many wigs and I've watched so many videos. I have all the glues. I have all the sprays.
You let that jean dry clear. That's what that little girl on the TikTok said.
What?
Ban for an hour, let the glue dry clear.
I have done all of the things. I have all the bands. I have the tight bands. I have the not tight bands. I have them all. I have all the glues. I've done all the things. Also, when you go to, like, it's just a process.
It looks like it. In real life, on the videos, they be filtering, softening. They be doing the stuff to make it look less the situation. In person, you're going to clock it. I'm watching Good Girls, which, by the way, did get good. Oh. It got good. It got real good. I'm really intrigued to see what's going to happen in this third little season that I'm in. But the main character, Elizabeth, is wearing a wig. Mm. I can tell she is wearing a wig. The younger sister, I forget her name now, Annie, also, for some reason, in like the middle of season two, started wearing, or season, no, I think it was the middle of season two, or maybe it was the middle of season one. Either way, started wearing a wig. I know that's a wig. I can see that you are wearing a wig. Like, it's always clockable.
I embrace that part. It's the people who are stressed are the people trying to like make it invisible. No. Embrace the fact that it's a wig and damn it, I look good in it. Hello? That's, you have to just be in that space. And so that's, I wear a get my sew in, okay? And I will wear that thing and be just fine about, yes, it is a sew in and looks amazing, doesn't it? I'm not fighting with people. I have too many things going on in my life to be trying to fight with y'all and act like the hair on my head is mine. It's not, honey. It's not. I don't care. You shouldn't either.
For my birthday, I'm thinking about doing, I'm going to do something. I got to figure out exactly what, but I'm going to take these braids out for 3 minutes. And I'm going to do a little weave wig situation. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. My problem, it's not even the lace that bothers me. It's really not none of that. It's the itch.
Yeah.
I can't, my scalp needs to be scratched. Mm-hmm. And the rat tail comb is never enough.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to get to my scalp. And that is the main. And when you think about all the money you finna spend for the hair, then all the money you gonna spend for the install, for it to last that long, because the last time I was in a sew-in, this sometimes comes up on my memories on my Facebook. The last time I was in a sew-in, I prayed to God. I promise you I did. I say, God, if you let me get through this weekend with the sew, because we were on tour, I said, I will never do a sew-in again.
And now you haven't.
And I haven't. But now I'm thinking about it. I know. And that's my problem. I feel like God is like, you keep playing. I have spared you this long. And now you got the itch. And I feel like God is going to try to play my life. And I deserve it because he told me and we did have an agreement. But I am thinking about breaking it because I want to do something. But I was deep. When I tell you I was on my knees praying because we were on tour and I needed to have my hair done because we were doing the Love Hour. It was during that time. Mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, my scalp. The thing about the sew-ins that's so bad, when you cannot take them out, I was at a point of tears. Like, God, I just want to take this off of my head. It just so bad and I just want to be done with this and I still got two more days and I don't know what to do. Oh my God, I was so mad. I literally was like, Jesus, if you get me through this, I promise you I will never do this again. I will never do this again.
I love me a good bust down, honey, okay? I was thinking about taking these out if you're sewing this week, huh?
I said, your scalp don't be itching?
No, it's because you're too new to it. You should have been training your scalp for a long time ago. I've been training this scalp to handle a sew-in for years now. It'd be like, oh, that's what we on. I can do too many things. It'd be like, oh, it's wig time. We here. Oh, it's sew-in time. Okay, leave out is ready. Okay, it's braid. Okay, we locked in. Okay, we doing faux lock. Okay, we here. My hair is ready for the flexibility. Also, your scalp, I think, has always been dry. And I don't have a dry scalp like that. My hair be like, where we at? What's that? Where are we this week, girl?
Flaky. Like, to the point of actually more than dry. I have that, what is it called? Dermatitis?
Yep.
And so it gets flaky and itchy and sore. And I need to be able to do some. I have to be able to do something about it, because otherwise, I will be like this to the point of like, oh, I think I'm drawing blood at this point. Like, it gets so bad. No, it just so bad. But I promise you, I want to do something so cute for my birthday so bad. Oh my God, I want to do something so cute for my birthday so bad. I'm so seriously considering it. I've been saving little hair inspos. I have a lot of hesitation because I really don't want to play myself, but boy, I tell you, I want something so cute for my birthday. Oh my God, I want something so cute for my birthday. Anyway, we'll see what I end up doing. I may end up chickening out, but like, know that that's what's in my brain right now.
Somebody is asking. Oh, go ahead. What?
I was saying Mill is natural. Someone asked, are you natural?
Oh, that's what I was about to say. Somebody's asking. I went natural my sophomore year in college.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And, you know, you go to the HBCUs and everybody is natural. Okay. Everybody embraces being natural. It's a whole thing. So I went natural years ago and it's been fun. It's not like I have a very thick at all. Really. My hair is pretty fine, but I don't have like a thick head of hair. So it's not like a situation. My hair presses just fine. Anyway, moving to TV.
Yeah, moving to TV. What'd y'all think of the Traitors reunion? Let's start there. Or the Traitors show. I didn't bring a comb. We finally got to the finale. I need to call Daddy about it, actually. Finally got to the finale. We saw that Brittany was the seer, which I love this wrinkle. I loved this wrinkle. I think it's something they should do more kind of outside characters to kind of infuse into the show. Love this wrinkle. Hated that it was Brittany, but for the sake of everything that was there, it worked out perfectly.
So good.
Yeah. She played it perfectly.
I didn't know if she was going to vote for Danielle or not vote for Danielle, first of all. I was surprised when she did it. And then Danielle, of course, was just stunned, honey, stunned. I was as well, though. And then for her to be revealed as the seer, I was like, and then you know what it was, though? I didn't think that she was going to say whoever it was a traitor, because that idea didn't enter my mind until they started saying it, when they were like, she's probably going to say that person's a traitor. I was like, oh, that seems like such a stupid strategy. But maybe I just didn't think about that, because I was not thinking that. I was thinking she's going to be like, okay, this exactly what she did. Yeah. So anyway, she ends up saying this. And so they build an alliance. She's not a traitor. She's a faithful. I'm a faithful. And so the girl starts repping for her. So I was not convinced that she was going to be figured out. I didn't know how it was going to go. I was pretty surprised that Dylan
and Brittany, or who we're talking about, ended up kind of having a showdown at the round table. My thing was, I don't think she realized it. She went too hard and it did seem out of character for her. To me, I was like, oh, I don't think you understand. You messed up. You have been real chill, quiet, going da da da. And all of a sudden, you are very aggressively like, it's Dylan and da 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 da. And while she did have like the stuff kind of laid out, it was so out of character that it almost screamed desperate. Like, it was desperate. And then you combine that with how Danielle reacted to the betrayal, it was like insurmountable. Like, she was going to be up out of here. It definitely. But I will say this. I thought when the final, what was it, four, got to the, you know, where they're throwing the little.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to vote out Dylan.
I did too. I was so surprised that they all just kind of agreed.
Yeah. I thought for sure Dylan was up out of here. For sure. I was super surprised.
Watching that show, I don't think I would be good at it. I don't think I would be a good faithful or a good traitor. I wouldn't know who'd pick. I wouldn't know. Actually, I would have to be a traitor because I would be such a terrible faithful.
Mm.
Like they would get me out of there and I'd be like, F you. When you don't really have a good comeback, you just start cursing. That would be me. F y'all, F your mama. Like I wouldn't be good.
That's how you know when faithfuls are faithfuls though.
But that's when they get kicked off.
I know, but I think faithfuls always have the worst. I don't know how to tell you that I'm a faithful other than to tell you I'm a faithful because I am a faithful. Like, I always feel like they have some of the worst, campaigns for themselves because they don't really know what else to say. The other thing that I hate about this show, though, I'm going to be really, really honest. I hate how, and maybe it's because I'm not in the world and I just don't get it. And I'm actually willing to admit that. I'm totally willing to admit that I am not in the world. I'm not in this reality TV world. And I just don't get it. Totally willing to admit that. But I find it so odd the way these people end up not liking each other in real life.
Yeah.
I cannot get how we sign up to go on a game show where we all know the rules. We all know someone is going to be chosen to be a traitor. By definition means they're going to be lying to you. By definition means they're going to be deceiving to you. It is a game. I am hired to do this game and I was chosen to play this role.
Yeah.
Why are y'all then in my real life saying I can't trust you?
Yeah.
It was a game. I didn't tap myself on the shoulder and say, I want to be a traitor. It's not real life where I'm lying to you. What's his name? Alan went around the circle, tapped me randomly on the shoulder and said, you are a traitor. I took an oath. Are you going to lie? I said, yes.
And there's money at stake. As if I couldn't win money for this. Like, bruh. I'm going to lie because I want to win money. What are you selling?
I will never get it. The energy everybody had towards specifically Danielle.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all, it was a game. And to be clear, you guys are all playing the same game because let's not pretend. Carolyn didn't get up there and lay it on. I'm just a quirky person. Yeah. And I just feel like nobody gets me. And now you guys are all attacking me because of my quirkiness and my personality. And I just show up as me.
Yeah. Like,
I'm just who I am as I am because God made me as I am. And I come here as I am and was a traitor.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's doing the same. I don't understand.
Yeah. I actually, this may be a stretch, but I actually feel the same about like Love is Blind, right? Because they be like dating for a week, multiple people. And then you just have to like instantly decide that I love you. And then it's like the feelings for the other people are just supposed to be shut off. And then when they finally see them in person, of course it's exciting because I did have a connection with you. And it's always like this shame, like, oh my gosh, it makes for good TV. I love it. But it's also like, they're not a bad person because that was the point. The point of the show was to try to like authentically try to generate a connection with people. And so if you're really showing up and doing that with multiple people, you may spark something. It takes time generally to weed through the people that you can actually last with and cannot. But that I'm always like, I don't understand. Like, I get we like have to make a villain and this is a show, but also like, that's the point. That's also why that other show, what's the show where they're in a relationship and then you get to go date another person and then you come back to your partner? What is it called?
The Ultimatum.
Yes. That's also why that is a stupid show, because if you are willing to risk your relationship and have them go attempt to generate a real connection with somebody else. As that partner, you cannot be mad that they generated a relationship with, like, a connection with somebody else if you decided to go on a stupid show, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Literally. Literally. Hello? I don't understand that either.
Yeah, they be taking everything. But I mean, at the end of the day, I love it because thank you for the good TV. But y'all are all stupid.
That, did you see, someone said this and it's worth mentioning, that Ollie and AD got engaged. Super
Ollie proposal. And AD, huh?
Super sweet proposal.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really sweet.
I'm so happy for her.
I am too. I am super, super happy for her and him. The I didn't watch the Love is Blind. I'm gonna be really honest with you. After the first drop of episodes, I tapped out.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I didn't even make it beyond episode. I didn't get to the end of episode 1.
And I get it. I pushed ahead and finished that first batch.
Oh, batch?
But I didn't. I couldn't do it. The clips that I saw from, like, the reunion where, and I do remember this happening in real time. I don't even know their names, so I'm not even going to attempt to pretend that I even remember. But the little white girl that was very, like, it's really important to me that my partner is politically aware, gay rights matters to me, and Black Lives Matter matters to me.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
With the dude who clearly was like, you know, it's whatever. I don't really, it's whatever.
Yeah.
And then she ended up leaving him at the altar.
Altar? Oh, why would she get with him if she knows how important that stuff is?
That's what pissed me off. When she decided, and low-key, it kind of is what turned me off for the whole, it was a bunch of things that turned me off this season, but that conversation that they had in the pods, and he was very aloof, very...
So they talked about it early on.
She knew it was important to her. This was a value she held near and dear.
Yeah.
But yet and still, you decided to go out in the real world and attempt to have a relationship with this man, only then to then leave him at the altar for the very thing
that,
girl,
that's stupid. You wasted your time and his.
Exactly. And that, well, I was like, and this is why I got to be out, because we were just talking. We went to lunch actually with one of our friends out here in the DC area. And we were talking about opposites attract, yes, but at some point you have to align. And there are very much foundational values, core beliefs that you and your partner have to align on. That is one of them, girl. So to decide that you brought it up as a white woman.
Yeah.
Girl.
And he's a white guy too.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, so anyway, all of that to say, I have nothing for you on the Love is Blind tip. I saw that one clip, that clip alone. And then I saw the Ollie and AD.
Yes, yes.
Proposal. That's it. I have no idea. And I'm not going back to watch it, to be honest, either.
Amen.
I actually have no interest. I was praying that this would be a good season. It was not. It was not. we talked about Traitors, talked about Love is Blind. Is there another show we should be talking about?
Go ahead. No, what were you about to say?
I was going to say The Paradise, which it was so I don't even remember, but keep going.
No. Well, I just wanted to say, I thought that Married at First Sight ends like at the decision day, but apparently it's continuing on. So I watched this other episode that it was really weird because the timing seems weird, but MM gets engaged to another man that she apparently knew from when she was young, and her cousin loves him, and then he proposes to her. I was like, break down the timeline. When, where are we in relation to the rest of this? It was very, very confusing. I was thrown off. But the couple that stayed together were still together. Everybody else was like, whatever. Oh, and then homeboy, Madison and Madison and Michelle kind of had a little thing, and Madison was kind of like see me in the ring type energy. It was just very bizarre. I'm very confused. I'm ready for the reunion. I think they could have saved that. I mean, we got to see Madison and homeboy together, but like, it just was a little weird. They apparently also did the tattoo. Remember in the thing, he was like, I have this tattoo of my ex, and I kind of thought it would be a thing to go and like get it covered up with my new partner. So he goes with Madison. They go to the tattoo thing, and she was like all in on it. They had talked about it too. He told Madison about it when he was with Michelle, like at the honeymoon or whatever. So she was all in, thinking it was a good idea. So for her to now go do it with him, she was very much in. But anyway, I understand his energy about it. Like, look, I'm starting a new thing, and like, you're going to be with here, like me removing this. I would never,
ever.
I don't want to go with you to go get you. You should get that off before you meet me. Okay.
I agree.
I'm not a sweet date. I'm not going with you. That's dumb.
Yeah.
But Madison liked it. So all the best to them.
I think that is something that should be done on your own time before you enter a new relationship, or before something is getting serious and you think you're going to be intimate with this person and you don't want them to see this huge tattoo of someone else's name. Get it covered up at that point. But to be like, I thought it'd be really cool for us to go together. Why? Not a date.
So bizarre.
I'm literally not interested in doing that with you. Take care of your business on your
own time.
It's not something I'm interested in.
David, I don't remember his name. It's David Madison.
They said
I'm gonna watch it. Go ahead, what?
Oh, I'll make sure to watch that last episode before our next episode, and then I'll watch the reunion as well. Because I don't know why I missed that. I don't know how I missed it, but I didn't end up watching it. I think it's because we were coming here and I had a lot going on. Anyway, so I'll make sure to catch up on that. Kev? Yes. Boy, I tell you, I did not know. Oh, okay, good. We're almost done. I was going to say something else about that, and I can't remember what it is. The last thing I was going to say is that Paradise, do you think season 2 is going to take place on Earth? Because he's going to look for his wife.
Yeah, that Kev feels like it would.
Kev thinks it's going to happen on Earth.
It has to be on Earth.
Because he's going to go. Because he has to go find his wife.
You know I can't resist the camera.
Here's my truth. I was watching that episode, right?
You know what I mean, just above the ground. Go ahead.
Y'all had already, Greg had already left on tour, and the kids were sleeping. I was like, let me watch Paradise. And probably a third of the way in, I paused it and started to tweet. When y'all be watching this show, y'all know what's going on or no? Because I just, I've never felt so dumb. I just been like, what?
It's a lot. It is a lot happening. It is a lot happening.
I love reality TV because it's such like mindless entertainment. It's such my brain is off and I just get to be like, look at this trash. Oh my God, she smacked her. Oh my God, she cheating. Oh, like it is 1 + 1 math.
Yeah.
Paradise is like geometry and vision and PEMDAS. It's all the stuff all at once.
Come on.
So do you add first or subtract? And then when do you multiply or divide? I forgot. Like, that show stresses me out. And I keep watching because I'm hoping I'm going to tap in. But Jesus, what a time. I'm happy they have a new season. I'm all the best to that creator.
them writers. I heard they're doing a hell of a job, but my God, it is hard for me.
You need to tap out. I enjoy it, but I'm not going to lie. I forget folks' names a lot because there's a lot of characters and a lot of things going on that I'd be like, who are you again? Who is you again? But like big storylines, I remember. And the point is he now knows his wife is, they're in a cave, y'all. They're in a cave, okay? And now they're going to come out, right? It's a cave, Kev?
It's the dome. The mountain.
And so they're going to come out of the mountain. Listen, for the sake of my brain, okay, they're underground and now they're going to go back to Earth. However y'all describe it in y'all mind, let that be y'all brain.
Amen.
For me, they're in a cave and now they're finna go to Earth. Okay. They in a cave. Yeah, they finna go to Earth. They in a mountain. They all on Earth. I don't know what I'm trying to tell you is that they in a cave and now they finna go to Earth and he finna go and look for his wife. Did we talk about whose fault it was? We talked about whose fault it was. Okay. Yep. And then he's going to Earth to find his wife and we'll see what happens. Because I'm super interested. I always am interested where shows go.
Go.
I'm always intrigued. How do writers continue this storyline? Yeah. No, she said the cave, the mountain ain't on Earth. Girl, no. No. Because when they went to Earth, okay, and they had the oxygen mask, that was Earth, and they thought they was finna be dead, and then the lady was like, no, we can breathe. That was Earth.
Daddy told me to watch. He texted me. He didn't text me this about three times, so I'm gonna have to respond eventually. He texted me, have I seen Zero Day?
He told me too. I need to watch it.
The name alone sounds like apocalyptic stuff. Turned on that show for about 2 minutes and I said, oh, he doesn't know me very well. I'm gonna have to tell Daddy about the kind of shows that I hate thinking show. I hate my breath. I need simple. Oh, that stuff be, that's why I don't be liking scripted all the time, because what I gotta follow. There are legit writers and creative thinkers who like put this together and really love to like tie pieces together. And I love that as a craft. I respect it. I think it is such a talent. Not what I want to watch when I am at home. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I watched. I watched F1. What's the name? Formula One.
Oh, yeah. You like docuseries like that.
I love the little cars racing. That's easy. Who crosses the finish line? That's who won. Done. And then somebody went from one team to the other team. Done. Flashbacks and Zero Day. All the best. All the best.
What is so funny, Sterling is phenomenal, and the writers on the show is truly, truly phenomenal. Yes. The part that that this is what my brain can't, and this is why I have to separate it, because somebody said the cave is in Colorado. My thing is, if they are talking about Earth and the cave are separate, but it's all Earth, why are we concerned about the air? And this is why they have to be in separate places in my brain. Because if I start thinking too far, the plot starts to unravel for me.
Yeah.
And I can't unknow that unless someone tells me, oh, this is what's actually happening. And this is how these two things can be separate. Otherwise, if they're all on Earth and they're just in Colorado, the whole thing about the humans that were, I mean, they're all humans, but the people that were on Earth with the mask and they thought they couldn't breathe, I'd be like, I don't understand.
Amen.
Radiation is a concern. And then again, okay, radiation is a concern, but they know it's not a concern because the people were breathing and Sinatra knows that. And again, I start having too many questions.
They're not just in Colorado, they're in Colorado. See, tapped out. All the best. I do think it's amazing. I think that the acting is incredible. It's not them. It's definitely me. I recognize that. I know who I am as a person. It is all me. I think the acting is amazing. I think the writers are amazing for the genre of television that they do. I worked in TV, so I respect it. I get it. It is just a personal choice and like capacity issue for me.
I think it's fine because there's only, I was just telling someone the other day and then we can wrap up. actually it was Josh. Me, Josh, and Kev were somewhere. It's like a museum. And Kev was like, we can go to a museum. And you know what my truth is? I would much rather watch a documentary about something than to visit a museum about the exact same thing.
Amen.
I would much rather. I don't care if the doc is five parts. I would much rather watch a five-part documentary about literally anything, to be honest, than to go visit the museum with the artifacts. I don't want to do that. And if there's a headset with the person
talking,
oh girl, my brain is gone. Okay. The woman is talking and I am thinking about why the folks in Colorado are not underground. Okay. My brain is gone. I'm gone. I'm not visiting a museum. Yes. 42 parts on TikTok. Absolutely. I'm here for it.
You know, she's in on that. 42 parts about some people I have no idea about. Tapped in.
I will be. And I promise you, listening, this is the last thing I'm going to say, listening to Gorgeous Doll, I had my phone in one hand listening and my laptop on the other Googling. Because who knew that Future went by Pluto? Not me. Who knew? I had the clue. Who knew what AP meant? Not me. Who knew who? I thought she was talking about Sierra. Mind you, this woman, Sierra and Future dated 10 years ago. Melanie, this woman said 5 years ago. I said, oh, is she talking about Sierra or Lori Harvey? Girl, no. That was a decade ago.
Lori was pandemic year, right? Was 2020.
I realized at that point, who are these people? Who are these people? Somebody said the woman's name is Dior or something or the other.
Who is Jess Dior? She's a fashion girl. Don't they have a son together?
At some point, I had to clock out. It was so, I had so many Google tabs up because I was like, what did she say? Who is that? Like, I was doing too much. Yeah. So anyway, all of that to say, I'm not visiting a museum. I'd much rather watch a documentary. And that's probably why I enjoyed the TikTok series, because they're low-key docuseries. When you really think about it, Risa Tisa was actually a reenactment that 100%. Could have been, you know, a dramatization on TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Have y'all started Survivor? No, but I am now. I want to now. I'm not going to lie. Oh,
Jess Dior. Sorry. I said Jess, but it's Des. You're right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. As a result of Traitors, I want to watch it.
Is it on?
Oh, tell us, is it on? Has the new season?
Is it? Are you? I thought Survivor ended a long time ago. It's in current new seasons? I didn't know that was a thing still.
Risa's going to be a TV show? Oh, I'm all in. Because I have, I visualize what this is going to look like. Can somebody just confirm if Survivor has started? Oh, yes. This season, it must be one episode has just. You know what? Someone said they need to know my thoughts on The Bachelor. I stopped watching that too. He got boring. girl, I was like, bye. It must got good if you want me to talk about it. I'll have to go back and watch it again. Okay, I think that's it. Survivor is good this season. Oh, I want to watch.
I might watch. My brain just clocked the I didn't know I had been thinking about it this whole time, but it just dropped into my soul the Upgrade You lyric. So I just need to say it out loud. She says, Audemars Piguet watch, dimples in my necktie, Hermes briefcase, Cartier cufflinks, pips. Yeah. Pimp Star Glaciers.
Wait.
Diamond Cream Facials.
Yes.
Diamond Cream Facials. Oh, my brain cut it. I should have Googled the lyrics. I almost had it. Dang it. Audemars Piguet.
Dimples in the Hermes briefcase, Cartier tie clips. This is
really cool. Oh, Audemars Piguet watch, dimples in your necktie, Hermes briefcase, Cartier tie clips, silk line blazers, diamond cream facials, VVS cufflinks, six star pit suites. Partner, let me upgrade you. I didn't know it was Cartier tie clip. I've never said Cartier
tie clip. I don't think she says tie clips. I think she says cufflinks.
She later says, I always said cufflinks. Hermes briefcase, Cartier cufflink. No, wait.
Oh, wait.
Maybe I always mumble that part because I didn't know she said
that. Yes, cufflinks.
BBS cufflinks, six star pencils. Okay, y'all right. I think I just mumbled that part. I never knew she said that.
The cufflinks. Yeah. Okay. That's one of my favorites, actually.
It's the best. And she looks amazing. So much fun.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Favorite. All right, you guys, thank you so much. We will be back in your feed next week on March 17th. I want to make sure there's nothing happening. Mom's birthday is this week.
Yes.
We'll be back by then. Okay. She said, I love trash talking Beyonce. My favorite Beyonce is when she walks heavy. My favorite Beyonce is when she walks heavy. And this is why I want her to do a rap album, because she specifically walks heavy when she is rapping.
Absolutely. And still a really good in the room.
I want her to do, and I want her to just lean fully in. I mean, to the point of pissing people off because they feel like she has done too much and got too haughty and has an ego. I want her to lean that far in to who she is as Beyonce.
Yeah.
As an entire album.
So good. Oh, Ring the Alarm. So good.
When everybody was like, I think she's going to do a country album, I was like, I just really want a rap album. Like, please, God, let this woman do a rap album. Please. It don't even have to be. It could be seven songs. I don't need 12. It could be seven. Yeah. Walk heavy, couple real good features.
Oh, no. It's going to be her and Jay. That's the only feature. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, she has her, when she does, I really like that. Actually, never mind. Yes, a rap album by B would be amazing. I'd be in. Oh, Savage? I think I played that at my wedding.
So good.
I think I came in. Did I come into that? Anyway. No, Savage is her and Nikki.
Yeah, yeah. No, Savage is her and Meg.
Meg. What did I come in? Anyway, what are you saying?
Did you see the man that walked down the aisle? His entrance was to... Kendrick Lamar.
I watch it on mute. I've seen everybody talking about it, but I didn't have the energy to unmute it.
Well, he's just doing Kendrick Lamar, Super Bowl music.
It was great.
The comments got better as every time I saw the video posted, I feel like the comments were really great. But in the first video that I kind of reposted, people were like, who's going to tell her? I would have left him at the altar. I want us to usher in a world in which weddings are not somber.
Amen.
They are supposed, and maybe it's just me because I just had my vow renewal and I specifically wanted to feel like a celebration. I did not want the tears. I wanted it to feel like a celebration, but like I want people to give up the idea that they have to be so somber. You can take marriage seriously and have a fun wedding ceremony. Those two things are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
There are some things that maybe you're like, I don't really know if you're taking this seriously, but walking down the aisle with personality that's reflective of your personality, everyone's got to relax trying to doomsday their entire wedding. Like, we don't know these people. We don't know what they've done, what they haven't done, the work they put in, the work they haven't put in. We know nothing about them. All we know is this man walked down the aisle, which means he had interest in the wedding. He had input. He had an opinion on how he wanted to walk down the aisle. What woman doesn't want that? You know what I would love to do as a man? I would love to do this. I'm sorry. You have an opinion? You have thoughts? You care? Yes, please. It's okay to have personality. Please, Jesus, let us infuse personality and fun and celebration back into weddings, and not this like super serious, somber, everybody sobbing their eyes out. Why? I'm getting married to the love of my life. Everyone, please, let's have a good time. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion, my personal rant. It's your wedding. You paying for it, not me. Do what you want to do.
Amen.
That's all. Until Bye. Next week, we will be here in person. Ta-ta for now. Are the girls home?
School.
Oh, it's 4:30 where I am, not where you are. Okay. I want to see them kick.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.